He looks like an easy one. Hey, you remind me of something. With that long body leading up to your silly head, all swollen with dumb ideas, and holding yourself so tense and rigid all of a sudden. Just because you're wondering what I mean, aren't you? This is going to be fun. And you're kind of skipping ahead a little, so why not start by relaxing a little more comfortable with every word? There's no reason not to. Here, I'll help. Hmm? Oh, who am I? Curious. A good start. Well, who I am doesn't matter half as much as the other questions. What are the questions, you ask? Well, that was the first one, so well done. I'll answer them all, one by one, as you feel your focus slipping deeper into my words. And you might be thinking, how do I know which questions to answer? Which was the second question I knew you'd ask, so you might find it easier to trust that I know exactly where your thoughts are drifting now. Deeper and more relaxed, with every word moving inside your head. And just in case you feel self-conscious about asking anything stupid, you can remember something you might have heard before. There are no dumb questions. Though plenty of questions can make you feel dumb when you think about them. Just searching for an answer makes you feel empty and blank when you fail to find it. Perhaps the answer is just to relax, let it happen. Let what happen? There you go, I knew you could do it. Letting my words think for you, allowing your mind to drift deeper down that curious path where my voice feels like the only answer, even if you think you might already know. It doesn't matter where you are, because you can imagine yourself lying there in bed. The warmth of the mattress under your back, the covers so snug over your body, all wrapped up with just your head poking out into the cool air. While the rest of you is so soft and limp and relaxed inside that warm sheath. Remind you of anything? I know what you're thinking. Why am I putting these ideas into your head? And it's a good question. But an even better question is, how do you know they weren't there to begin with? And what would that mean if they were? But before you start finding it harder and harder to think with every question, let's make things nice and simple now. Who am I? Well, that's probably a question to save for yourself as the answer begins to fade from your mind. What's happening to you? You're focusing so hard on my words that when you try so difficult to think of anything else, it disappears. Replaced by images and ideas I want you to think. When did it start? As soon as I said you remind me of something, you couldn't stop imagining what you are becoming, so simple, to just let it happen. Why should you? Surrender? Give in? Give up? Give away your thoughts more empty with every question because my words are here to think for you and guide you through this place. Where are you, sinking deeper into simple, dumb, automatic instincts? Like listening and responding with questions that make you feel empty and controlled. Where am I? Inside your head, of course. How long have I been there? Well, since you chose to keep listening and drifting deeper and dumber with every word. Why am I doing this to you? Oh, that's a very good question. And there's no going back from the answer. Because I know your secret. What is it? Oh, come on. How dumb are you? I'm inside your head. And this place is swollen and bulging with fantasies and images of nothing but... You really want me to say it out loud? Fine, but you already know the answer. So you can imagine how powerful and true it feels as I say it now. You have a desperate, aching desire to have sex with a horse. It's true, isn't it? You want to be a horse.